Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I want to start up so that we can cover a little bit of the Hajj before the Maghrib prayer. And then I'm going to go a little bit after the Maghrib prayer. So we'll probably take another half an hour after the Maghrib prayer to finish off the Hajj. So if you can return after the Maghrib prayer, that's ideal. Okay. So we completed the Umrah, and now we actually want to talk about the Hajj. So the Hajj is not that complicated. Once you understand the Umrah, there really isn't too much more that you have to understand concerning the Hajj. So we'll just talk about the days of Hajj, and then we'll, inshallah, be done with this seminar. Okay. Now, when you talk about the Hajj, there are three big locations that you need to be familiar with. So I want you to learn these names and learn what we're referring to before we discuss the details of the Hajj. The first city or area that you have to be familiar with is called Mina. The second is called Muzdalifah. And the third is called Arafah. Basically, Mina is about 3 miles east of Mecca. And then further south of Mina and a little bit further east is a place called Muzdalifah. And then further south of that is a place called Arafah. It's a big empty plain called Arafah. So these are the three areas that you need to be familiar with. Now what happens is that on the 8th of Dhul Hajj, alright, the 8th of Dhul Hajj, which is going to be based on moon sighting, we will leave from Mecca and we will go to a place called Mina. Alright. Now, recognize that this is the beginning of the Hajj. It occurs really on the morning of the 8th. That's when this departure occurs. If you are performing Hajj Qiran, you're already going to be in Ihram, so it doesn't make a difference. We don't need to discuss putting on the Ihram. If you're performing tamattu, meaning you did umrah, you had your head trimmed, and now you're going to perform the hajj, then what you're going to do is you're going to re-enter into ihram. The way you're going to re-enter into ihram is that you're going to perform ghusl, put on the clothing of ihram, perform the 2 rakah of salah with the intention of the ihram, make the niyah for hajj, and then recite the talbiyah loudly, and you'll do this in Mecca itself. You don't have to leave the border of Mecca. You'll do this within, actually in your hotel room. Now it's recommended that you actually make the prayer and the talbiyah in the masjid, the haram itself. But if that's not possible, you can do this in your hotel room. Now this ihram needs to be put on before you can go to Mina. And we're going to leave for Mina on the morning of the 8th. Preferably we're going to leave right after the Fajr prayer. So let me give you one recommendation. And that is that put the ihram on the night before. If it's the morning of departure, and you're rushing to put your ihram on, and you're trying to run to the masjid to pray the prayer, it's so busy, and you start worrying about whether you're going to miss the bus or not, it's hard to focus. So most of the scholars recommend that you go ahead and put it on before the Fajr prayer. Right? Be in a state of ihram a few hours early, go to the Fajr prayer, pray the Fajr prayer, and then go back, catch your bus, and head towards Mina. Now we'll all as a group be in a couple buses. So the tour organizers will have some set buses put aside. They will tell us that our bus will arrive at about, let's say, 9 o'clock in the morning, and we will go into the buses in a state of ihram. All right, I talked about all of this details about ihram. Once you're in ihram, all the same rules apply. No more fragrance, no more romance, etc. Now, we'll get into our buses, and we'll head to Mina after the sunrise. Going before sunrise is not in accordance with the sunnah. But be patient. People start freaking out and they wonder when they're going to get there. And the buses, sometimes they take hours to get there. Because everybody's going to the same place on this, you know, on a small road. So you have to be a little bit patient. This part of the journey, you will not be carrying your luggage with you. You'll be carrying select bags with you. So in this part of the journey, you really want to only carry your essentials. You're going to need a sleeping bag. Because you're going to be staying in Mina for 5 days. You know, you're going to be in these tents for several days. So you're going to need a sleeping bag. An extra pair of clothing, which is basically going to be your everyday clothing, because you're going to get out of the ihram partway through the hajj, and then you'll be wearing your normal clothes. You want to bring a towel in case you take a shower, take soap, toothpaste, etc. So these are the things that you want to carry with you, just really your essentials, the things that you really need. You want to recite, make sure you take any medication, by the way, in case you need medication. While you're traveling to Mina, really put some emphasis on the talbiyah, recite the talbiyah loudly, regularly. Once you get to Mina, the bus will drop you off, and you're going to meet your muallim. Actually, this is probably the first time you actually see him, you know, him and his crew. So they'll meet you, they'll greet you, and they'll say, look, these are your tents. The sisters will have their own tent. They will get situated in their own tent. The brothers will have their own tent. The only thing that we have to do in Mina is we have to sit and pray five prayers. That's all we're going to do. We're going to be sitting in these tents, just letting time pass, making dhikr, making dua, and we're going to offer five prayers. Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and Fajr. These are the five prayers we're going to offer in Mina, in these tents. Now, Mina is going to be our home base. We are going to keep our stuff there, whatever stuff we bring on this part of the trip, at Mina. And we'll be living in Mina basically for 5 days, with some exceptions. Now, once we get situated in Mina, we pray five prayers. These five prayers are really the preparation for the big day of Hajj, which is going to be the ninth of Dhul Hajj, which is day two. Now, when day two begins, what happens is we're going to go to a place called Arafah. Arafah is 9 miles southeast of Mecca. It's 6 miles from Mina. So we're going to get back in a bus, and we're going to go to Arafah. And Arafah has some famous places associated with it, like Jabal Rahmah, which we'll talk about later. On the ninth day of Dhul Hijj, which is the next day, we'll leave for Arafah after sunrise. All right, leaving before sunrise is against the sunnah. And basically, we'll arrive at Arafah for the wukuf. And this is the key essential part of Hajj. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, Al-Hajju Arafah. Hajj is Arafah. Basically, Hajj is the biggest thing in Hajj is Arafah. So what has to happen in Arafah is that we have to sit in our tents and spend some time in Arafah in order to fulfill this mandatory pillar of the Hajj. So this is what we're going to do is basically after sunrise, we're going to get in a bus from Mina. We'll drive up to Arafah, and then we will, I'm just trying to summarize this in the easiest way. We will basically head towards our tents. Now, there's two ways in which you can spend time in Arafah. There's the ideal way, and there's the real way. You know, like what the Prophet ﷺ did, but due to the crowding, what we're probably going to end up doing. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to get in the bus, we're going to make talbiyah, and we're going to prepare ourselves. Remember that the time of Arafah, the big thing about Arafah is from Dhuhr all the way until Maghrib. This is the key time of the Hajj. This is really what you put all your time in, all your effort in, all your savings towards. This period of time, from Dhuhr to Maghrib. This is a time when you beg for forgiveness from Allah, when you try to make amends for the mistakes that you've made, etc. So what's going to happen in this period of time is that you want to be absolutely clear. Eat beforehand. Use the washroom beforehand. Get yourself free so that from Dhuhr until Maghrib, you're totally able to focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, ideally, what should happen is that you begin at Zawal, which is a little bit before Dhuhr prayer, at a place called Masjid Namra. Masjid Namra is the name of a masjid in Arafah. It's the name, is it Adhan or Salah? Okay, give me 2 minutes. It's the name of the masjid where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a khutbah in Arafah. So what happens at Masjid Namra is that the imam takes the pulpit, the adhan is called, two khutbahs are read, there's an iqamah, they pray the Dhuhr prayer, they call another iqamah, they pray the Asr prayer, and no sunnahs are prayed, just the farai. Then what happened, the Prophet ﷺ then went to the mountain Jabal Rahmah, and he did his wukuf, he did his stay in Arafah at Jabal Rahmah. He didn't climb it, he just stood right at the base of it, and he made dua, and he made dua, and he made dua. So this is the way the Prophet ﷺ was in Arafah. The reality is that it's too difficult to get to Jabal Rahmah because of the crowding, and it's really difficult to get to the masjid. So what we're going to do is we're going to make ghusl or wudu at Zawal time. We're going to pray Dhuhr in our tent at its time, and then we're going to spend all that time doing ibadah. Afterwards, we'll perform the Asr prayer, and then we'll continue in ibadah until sunset. So this is the way we're going to handle it. We'll all be together as a group. I'll explain it there. The other scholars will explain it there. There's nothing really difficult. I just want you to know where you're going to be on the 9th. All right. Don't worry about this combining Dhuhr and Asr thing. When you're in Arafah, the key thing is that you're going to do ibadah. There is no set routine. Some things to do, you do want to try to do is to stand up and make dua. You ideally want to face the qibla, and regularly you want to recite the talbiyah. The true thing is to focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright, then we're going to head towards Muzdalifah, but let's take a break because we're praying salah upstairs. We'll pray the Maghrib salah, we'll come back, and we'll finish this up in about half an hour, and then I'll answer all the questions that were written up.